Another edition of KFC Radio. This episode is brought to you by our friends at Tailored Clothing. Now, I go online shopping, right? Sometimes you see what the model's wearing, you scroll down, it says, like, the model is 6'1", 180, and he's wearing a medium. I'm like, really, though? Because, like, I'm technically the same size, but I'm skinny fat, and that dude looks a lot more in shape than me, and a medium for a guy who's, like, 6'1", that doesn't make much sense to me. Online shopping, that's always the problem, right? Not with Tailored. They've created a shopping experience that doesn't suck. What you do is you plug in your measurements, and Tailored uses a digital sizing tool that tells you the exact size that corresponds with their clothing. So you know your pant size, you know a little exactly more like what your body type is. You plug all that in, and they can use this tool to engage some imagery that further helps you come up with the right fit. You don't have to go shopping. You don't have to worry about being in the store. It sends it all right directly to you. It is. Because like I'm saying, not everybody is exactly the same. You know, sometimes you look like a marshmallow with toothpicks sticking out for your arms and legs. It's a little bit different. That's what I was alluding to. Do you remember when we were
I want to make sure everyone else got that.
We were the bad boys at tobogganing and we wore those like jumpsuits.
Yeah, yeah.
And like everybody looked like trash. And Feitelberg was like, "What?" We were all laughing. We were all having a good laugh. Like, "Oh my god, we look terrible." And Feitz is like, "But Kevin looks worse. He looks worse than everybody." He's like, "I can't articulate what it is. It's just he looks the worst out of all of us." So, yeah, myself, I need to go get some digital sizing help from Tailored. Go to tailoredclothing.com, TAYLRD clothing.com/KFC, and you'll get 15% off your first order. If you go over $75, you get free shipping. You go over $150, you get free express shipping. They actually came by the office the other day with some samples, and Feitelberg was just he was the belle of the ball. He was flipping through the rack and grabbing things off.
They brought stuff specially for me.
They did. They actually did. They're all very nice clothes.
They were like, "Yeah, we know Feitz has the best taste, so we brought these things. These
it
are
was
just
actually
for him. No one else can have
rather
these."
Offensive. There was a pair of like light blue, what do they call it? Like eggshell.
Eggshell, sure,
pants,
yeah.
Pants, and I was like, "Those are kind of fire." And they're like, "Oh, yeah, we brought those for Feitelberg." I was like, "Well, how about fuck you guys? How about that?" So I recommend they had the nice short sleeve button ups.
Yeah, a lot of patterns. Big patterns.
I'm big on patterns right now.
Keith stole that shirt from me.
Such a Keith move.
Yeah, he's like, they didn't have any of my size left downstairs because he was out.
Yo, he opened my shit up.
He opened
you know
it
how they sealed it?
Yeah,
I walked in, he was like ripping it apart. He's like, "I'm going through yours." I was like, clearly, I can see that, bro. I can absolutely see that. Voicemails today. We're going to begin, though, with a little show, a little Barstool DVR show that we've been following along. It's a little niche independent project. I'm not sure if you've heard of it, Game of Thrones.
This is a good show.
It's a pretty quality show. If you guys have not jumped on the train yet, you should. All aboard. Game of Thrones. Dragons. Dragons up in this bitch.
It was like the first time ever that the dragons.
Yeah, I know.
Really,
and that's
kinda,
I mean, they've
and like they've been around. And people who don't agree that this was the first time ever the dragons were fucking out here. They're dickheads. Like Slaver's Bay. Fuck Slaver's Bay.
Listen, I'll explain something right now because this is good for this episode. It's good for all Game of Thrones discussion in general. There are two people in this world. There are three people in this world. People who don't watch Game of Thrones. There's like four of them left.
Right.
Then there are people who are I like the show. I read all the books. I'm not reading like tons of fan theories and like doing cosplay at home. I probably don't know all the names. I'll probably screw up some of them.
Yes.
But I really fucking like the show. And then there are the maniac diehards who it's like a personal badge of honor how much they like this show. People were
proud of how big of a loser.
Proud. And they will talk down to you if they think you're not on that level. Like they stake themselves on how into a television show they are, which I realize in our world is kind of silly because we do that with sports, but I admit that it's ridiculous with sports. It's like when you're a big diehard fan of a sport, you're an idiot, you're an asshole, you're following a dumb lifestyle. TV shows, it's even further. It's like no, I like this scripted
Dude,
show
that's
better than
what
you
people
do.
Got mad at me yesterday because I didn't realize that Chaos is a Ladder came from Baelish. I was like, bitch, he said that in 2003.
I know.
He said that in season 3.
The
which
only
was,
way I knew was because other people said it, but I didn't remember it in that moment.
No, like fucking, what was it, 4 years ago?
At least.
I don't remember the script from 4 years ago.
Right.
More than that, yeah, because it was 4 seasons ago.
Right,
but they've
and
taken
they do like
18-month
seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, breaks. So Yeah, I called the dragon Dracarys, not because that's the command for fire.
Do you know, I don't fucking know, man. Do you know, something that kind of pisses me off and makes no sense? I totally admit it's wildly illogical. Like when she's flying in and she's like, Dracarys. I'm like, he wouldn't be able to hear that. Like, that's my problem.
How about also the fact
like, that he wouldn't
is
hear
she
that
just
command?
Is she just holding on?
Yeah, she's just holding on.
I mean, that's a little ridiculous, too. She's like, oh, let me just grab onto this dragon here.
I was like, I didn't even tweet it because I knew people would get so mad, but I was like, there's no way Drogon would hear her say in Dracarys there.
So, the one thing that we, as Game of Thrones fans, whether you're one of the diehards, whether you're in between, we all will tell people, this is not really a show about dragons, okay? It's about politics and power and family and backstabbing. Yeah. And then the dragons come out and we're like, oh, fuck yeah, that episode was fire. Like, yeah, maybe it's not always about dragons, but we've been sold this bill of goods that on one side, White Walkers are coming, and on the other side, dragons are coming, and we've waited like 100 episodes now. We're like 60 episodes deep now.
I think like the season 2, maybe season 3 promo, like they were using, like dragons were like heavily involved in the promo of that. And that was
the shadows
again,
like
5
flying
years ago.
Over and shit. No. We watched those little fuckers hatch from their shell when they were like little tiny little like dragonflies, and now they're fucking like 100 feet long and we're happy about it. We're pumped about it.
Very pumped.
Did you like the rest of the episode?
Yeah, I know you didn't. I at no point in the episode, I saw you tweet last night something like, this episode can start whenever it wants. Last night, it was my second time viewing it because
You watched the leak.
Fucking right, I watched the leak. I held off for like...
I did not. 40, I was proud of myself.
45 seconds is about the time it took me to see it go, no.
Okay.
Fuck it, let's go. Like literally that. I don't even think I took a breath.
Any regrets?
I think it was none whatsoever.
Yeah.
None whatsoever.
You know why? Because it was a good episode. If it was a bad episode, and then 9 o'clock rolled around again, you'd be like, I don't have anything to watch. But now you're like, fuck it, I can just do it again because it was awesome.
I did. I wanted to like say spoilers all day, and I did.
You're a hero for not.
I kind of sneaky did though. Like, I just tweeted out like I'm gonna be on post Game of Thrones tonight, really looking forward to it. And then I had a GIF of the dragons just breathing fire all over the place.
Yeah, but nobody, you know, like you said, people have been just saying dragons with Game of Thrones. You should have been like, this episode was really. Fire, guys. I'm going to go spit some fire on this podcast. I would have just told everyone. I would have been like, guess what? Dragons show up in a big way. Here's my problem. I didn't like the Sansa and Arya reunion. I thought it was boring as shit. I thought that's been built up for like 5 years, and then they did it, and it was just like...
I thought it was pretty well done. I thought it was a lot better than Bran's.
Bran stunk. Everything that happens with Bran stinks.
Because it was almost like... Like, they were just kind of being, like, sisters. Like, they were fucking with each other. Like, do I have to call you Lady Stark? She's like, yes. And then she smiles, and then she like, calls her Lady Stark in later. It's like, it was cute.
Bro. After what
Sansa, by the way,
through.
Was looking hot as shit in this episode.
Yeah, Sansa could get it.
Yeah, she was looking really good.
Very strange when you see someone grow from, like, a little girl into, like, a hot chick. And it's like, am I allowed to do this? Like, they went through, like, hell and back. So I understand it's not going to be like, hey, how you doing? But... It's like what kept them alive for the longest time. They all at one point thought each other was dead. Now they get home. Now they're finally reunited. You got to give me a little something more than that. It was just like, okay, they're there.
I guess. I think.
I wanted this show almost. Like, I'm okay with the way they acted. Like, some music and some fucking angles and some this and that. I don't know. It was just like.
Oh, I actually hated her entry. I hated Arya's entry. So just like that was
arguing
so,
with those two guys.
It's so dumb and like cheap. Like that's Always Sunny. Like that's like a device they use in Always Sunny all the time, but they use it in a funny way.
Yeah, where they're like making fun.
When they're like arguing with like the gay guy at the strip club, and then they kind of like, "What are you still doing here?" Because they've done it so often that it was kind of like everyone's like, "Oh, they're gonna look and he's gonna be gone again." But like that was like Arya should have just snuck in. Like
she should do Arya things, she's always sneaking around and fucking around.
And then just but to have them like a whole scene dedicated like trying to be funny,
it was stupid.
It was dumb.
Listen, that episode was all about those dragons fucking things up.
I thought the dragon was not the least badass part of the episode, but between the war cries,
the Dothraki,
and then the Dothraki standing on horses shooting bow and arrows and shit. That was awesome. We need the American army. If we want to make America great again, American army needs a war cry. Gotta
Which
have
is it. Very possible. Like that might be at the top. Trump might hear this and be like, you know what? He's right. Put it at the top of the list,
dude. Because like, when you're there, like if you were a Lannister soldier and you were there with your fucking shield planted in the ground and you're business, like you're the New York Yankees. Right, you're all business, and then this is like the 2004 Red Sox are coming over the top, and it's like Johnny Damon with the long hair. And it's like, you're like, oh shit, these guys. Like, I've just been doing this for a long time, and this is just part of what I am now. Like, these guys just
they live war.
They are happy to come cut my throat. At one they're gonna point, have fucking fun doing
when that
this.
One Dothraki turns to Tyrion, and he's like, your people don't know how to fight. Like, this is what we do. We just slit throats and drink blood and shit. You guys stink at this.
He's just like, when they jumped up, it was like a move where he just like jumps up out of the horse. Like, and they start firing those off. I was like, oh, these dudes are fucking
they don't
badass.
Fuck around. That's another thing. You've never really seen them in full action.
Yeah.
You know, all these things. Game of Thrones is unbelievable. They don't show any of the cool stuff. And it's still the most popular show on fucking television. I loved so my problem in the past couple episodes is how everything that Tyrion and Dany were doing was not working. Mm-hmm. It was like they had this master plan and like nope, the navy didn't work. Nope, this didn't work. And when I saw that dragon get hit with the arrow, I thought he was gonna die for a second, and I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. I've been waiting for this fucking dragon and it just gets shot by an arrow. That was like the big way we're gonna kill the, not fire, not magic, none of that. We're just gonna shoot it with a big arrow. Like they revealed that the previous episode, like it was, holy shit! Can you believe this dude came up with this idea? Take an arrow, make it bigger, shoot it faster. It'll hit the dragon. Everyone was like, oh snap!
Master,
and it almost worked.
Master Quavern, you're such a genius.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
I made a bone arrow a little bit bigger.
Right. Like, and then that's
why
I liked.
It's not huge. It's like it was just a little bigger.
The fact
big.
That Bronn could just like move it around all by himself, and then so the fact that it didn't work, and then the dragon just whacked that thing with his tail, you're gone. And now they've showed their hand, so that they'll be ready for that thing. You know, it's like dragons are gonna go fucking crazy.
I think so. I think we talked about this last night on post Game of Thrones. I think two of them die. I don't think all three dragons survive.
Well, the one prevailing theory is that one becomes a White Walker, right?
Oh, I didn't
saw that floating around. Imagine a White Walker dragon.
How does that even happen?
I don't know. We'll find out. Or maybe we won't. I don't know. It's just a theory.
Yeah.
The dragons have to like win in the end, right? Because what you're saying, they either win or they all die. There's no in between.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So they would have won.
You think they win?
But
one makes it back.
I think there's only one left.
I can get down with that. We got a couple calls last night about Game of Thrones. So we'll do some Game of Thrones voicemails. Then we'll get into why girls are stupid. And then we'll get into voicemails. Also, probably about why girls are stupid. Game of Thrones voicemails are brought to you by SeatGeek. You want to like stop being a nerd, stop watching Dragon TV, and go out and watch sports, or go see some live entertainment, go see a comedy show, go to the theater, whatever you want. SeatGeek has you covered. They have tickets available on the secondary market for the best deal possible. You can see all the tickets around whatever you want to buy, whichever seat you want to buy. You can see all the prices, full transparency, so you know exactly what you're paying for. Every ticket you buy is guaranteed to be real, no fraudulent tickets. And you can get closer to the action for the greatest value possible, especially when you use my promo code KFC, which gets you $10 off your first purchase. Download the free SeatGeek app. You can search multiple ticket sites, find your seat, click add a promo code, click settings, add a promo code, enter KFC, and get $10 off your first purchase today. Thrones edition of voicemails. Let's do it.
You want to do Jon Snow, Daenerys, or Cersei?
Jon?
Jon.
What up, guys? I got one question and one question only. Do you think, and when, if so, when are we gonna see Jon Snow and Khaleesi? Fuck. I mean, let's be honest. Never wanted something so bad on the show. Gotta happen. Power couple to the max. What's up?
I mean, until they know that they're related, they should fuck.
Even after they know they're related.
Yeah, especially on this show. Like Cersei does it.
Yeah.
It's going down,
the
right?
The taboo.
It's going down.
That will be Game of Thrones' lasting reputation.
They made incest cool.
They took the taboo out of incest.
I mean, find you a woman who blows her brother like Cersei.
Like with poison on her lips.
Yeah.
Not just a regular blowjob.
That's what I'm looking for. That's goals.
A
hashtag goals.
Blowjob.
That's what I'm looking for.
If I had a hot cousin, it's so in vogue right now, I'd probably start banging her.
on these very airwaves, Trent once said he would fuck his cousin. Remember that?
Yeah.
First appearance. He was like, yeah, I'd fuck her. Yeah. I was like, oh. I remember being like, dude.
We don't
even say things like that on the show.
It's the whole, like, if you don't blank, you're a peasant is kind of like an overused thing. If you're not fucking a blood relative, you're literally a peasant. You're a peasant.
If you're not trying to preserve bloodlines with incest, right? You're a nobody.
Yeah, you're a fucking loser. You know who's not like banging their brothers and sisters? You know who's out there muddying the waters of the DNA? The fucking peasants. The royals.
Muddying the waters of the DNA.
The royals are like, yo, our shit is tight.
And we're keeping it that way.
Let's keep it this way.
Right.
Let's not let any
some good old fucking
poor
Hitler Aryan nation talk right there.
Jon Snow is like, yo, I fucking caves. Let's go come check out this cave.
That's his home court right there.
Yeah.
He's a cave fucker, no doubt.
It's like your
and
mom's.
And I mean, just think about what?
I was gonna say it's like your mom's like minivan. That's where I lost my virginity. So like if that thing was still around, like that's where I'd be like, yo,
this is
like,
where I do my dirt.
I get in here, I just get an erection. So that's what
you
John's
smell
like
the interior, like yeah, yep, uh huh. Yeah. Yeah, that's like it's his home court. He if you think about the setup, those two should absolutely fuck. If we're gonna be realistic about it, you get together with a girl like that, you're fucking.
Fuck.
Like if you get set up that way, if you meet that way, oh, I've heard so much about you. People told me I gotta get together with you. Like this guy's kind of like he refuses to bend the knee, but he's being polite. That's how girls like
it. Why don't they just get married?
They might. I don't know. They might get together.
That seems to be like a pretty good thing for the whole bend the knee situation too. That's a solution.
Well, they don't want to, right? They're gonna fuck up some dragon glass.
And he was
she was like, she was too. She was I'm feeling a little something.
What a grasp he has here.
So I'll give it like.
I want to see it though.
Me too.
Like what we were just talking about though, like Thrones doesn't show the cool stuff a lot. Show it.
Well, they did. Like, I need season one Thrones for the Khaleesi Jon Snow fucking scene. Because, like, Daenerys used to get pounded out by Khal Drogo.
Yeah.
Like, now, then she got famous and was like, I'm not doing that anymore. Like, hey, that doggy-style sex that happens every week, not doing that anymore. Yeah. I need some of that shit back in my life. I don't need any, like, kissing and then the camera goes away. I need, like, I'm going to be like a 12-year-old boy when that opening screen opens. I need TV, M, mature, SSC, strong sexual content, and nudity. That's what I fucking
need. I want, like, the titties doing, like, the whole fucking, like,
circular?
I was going to say the clockwork thing. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's what I want. Also, I want to see Jon Snow naked and fucking.
Yeah, I'll take a look at his dick, too. You bet.
Again, that shit's in vogue. So it's going down one way or the other. When do you think they find out they're related? Spoiler alert, they're related.
I don't. Whenever Sam's gonna figure it out.
I hate that these fucking loser characters are so important. Yeah. I hate that Bran is so important. I hate that Sam's so important. I'm like, eventually you're gonna be on my screen. It's gonna be a big moment. I'm gonna be.
I think it'll be this season though. I think it'll be like towards the end of
this season.
They're
moving. What I like is like they're moving. They only have a few episodes left, and every episode they're getting to shit.
Yeah, and the next two are long too.
80 minutes, right?
Yeah, I think 170, 180.
Next voicemail, Cersei, my girl, love her.
All right, so obviously this is Josh from DC. Now, obviously the dragons coming into a battle are a game changer. So I want to know, how insane do we think Cersei is going to go about this? Because we know she is a crazy bitch, and she hates to lose, and she's willing to do anything, but
she's the baddest bitch.
Like I'm trying to figure out what you guys can think, because there's got to be something absolutely insane coming from her.
This is my point about the giant crossbow thing. I think that there needs to be something crazy from Cersei's team to combat the dragons, and right now it's a big bow and arrow.
Well, they have wildfire.
Yeah. Well, that was my thought. It's like, well, she once blew up an entire city with wildfire, so let's get back on that train, girl. Let's just blow. Can you blow up a dragon? I think so.
Of course. You blow up anything.
I don't know. A dragon would be the one thing I don't know if you can blow up.
Yeah, you can blow up a dragon.
I mean, they're filled with fire. How do you blow something up that's filled with fire? It's like, can you blow up a candle? Can you blow up can you blow up something that's already on fire?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
You can.
The logic is not very good.
No, you can. Trust me.
I don't want to trust you. I think you're incorrect, so I'm not going to trust you on this.
But I would think the fire would just make it more easily combustible.
I think the fire would just be extra fire.
Yeah.
You'd be like, this is a really hot dragon that was we poured more fire onto a dragon.
And that blew up.
I mean, I guess if you can shoot it with an arrow. No, I don't think you can blow up a dragon.
Was the logic there going to be, if you can shoot a thing with an arrow, you can blow it up?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Like, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. Tom, can you blow up a dragon?
No, because Khaleesi has shown that, like, she can't.
Yeah, she doesn't even catch on fire. Even, like, the Dothrakis don't,
when
right?
She was in that hut, and she burnt it down, and she walked out.
Yeah, she was all naked and not on fire. Brennan, can you blow up a dragon?
I would think you could blow up a dragon. I don't know what wildfire is.
Wildfire is like nitroglycerin.
If you threw a grenade in a bonfire, all that shit gets blown up. It's not like the bonfire just absorbs an explosion.
This guy's articulating it better than me going, you can, but that's what I meant.
I think it absorbs it. I think a dragon just eats the
You think
explosion.
You can't? You said a candle before, like the wax.
No, yeah. I quickly changed my. I was trying to think of something that burns, and I was like, I quickly changed it to something else on fire. It's just like trying to blow up fire. Dragons are just fire flying. Anyway, what's Cersei going to do? Wildfire's got to be it.
It's the only option. Wildfire is the only option. Because what else would they even use it on?
I'm pulling for Cersei so hard.
Do you really, like, you genuinely want her?
I think so. I up until last week, I was like, I like her. She's a good villain. Now I think I want her to win.
I like
her. You know
her,
why?
But it's just... But I would be okay with her winning, but I it would just be at the expense of Jon and Danny, and I want to see them win.
I'm fading Jon and Danny. They don't do it for me anymore.
Really?
Especially my man Dinklage. His role is just getting lesser and lesser and lesser as the show goes on. Like, I feel like he needs more airtime for me to really be on their side.
His shit's gonna turn up now.
I hope so.
Because he's gonna fuck Khaleesi over.
You think so? You think he's going to switch sides?
Well, he's going to let his brother go.
Well, we got a Khaleesi voicemail here, right?
We have a Daenerys voicemail.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, you actually meant that because you don't watch the show.
Hey, what's up?
So stop. Let me just teach you real quick. Khaleesi's technically like the term queen.
All right. Because I've got Jon Snow and Khaleesi.
So when
on
I
the
say
list.
Khaleesi, I mean the girl. The nerds will be like, actually, her name's Daenerys. Her title is Khaleesi. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Tom, edit all this out.
Hey, what's up? KFC, it's Sean from Morristown, New Jersey. Just saying my immediate reaction to this Game of Thrones episode is me and my buddies are pretty convinced that Daenerys is the villain. I don't know. I mean, he's so Tyrion, you know, looking out, seeing all the Lannister flags burning, and he got kind of sad. I don't know. I'm starting to think that Daenerys is actually the villain. And, you know, George R. R. Martin has had everyone fooled the whole time thinking that she's the savior. I don't know, you know.
Is Dany a villain?
This is so stupid.
I think she might be bad. I don't know, man.
Why? Charlie kind of had this fucking pussy-ass take on post Game of Thrones last night, too. The fuck are you talking about? How is he tricking us into her, like, she's freeing slaves? What do you mean she's, like... She's done good things. We're watching a television show. We're not being duped. Like, we're seeing the things play out. She's been a good person. And, like, but Chuck was the same way with, like, oh, Tyrion saw, like, the fire and he saw.
Well, I think they did do that on purpose because I think her whole thing was, I don't
want to
use
Tyrion's a fucking
these...
pussy, too.
Right. I'm with you. Like, she was all like, I don't want to just go in there and fuck shit up because then I'm not different from the other rulers. And then when she did and there was mass carnage, I think they needed to show, like, this is what happens. Everyone's fucking burning alive because you decided
to show. But
it's
fucking war.
I'm with you, man.
It's not like she
you.
Wasn't doing this in a town. She was
right.
doing it at war.
Right, right,
She was
right.
using weapons at war. Like, what the fuck's the difference whether it's fire or a spear to the head? You're dying.
My thing with Dany up until now is she's in over her head. When she was trying to cross the sea and she was, like, ready to fucking try to take back the throne, I think she was, like, a lot of missteps. Now, when she was like, let's go.
Yeah.
I have three. She was like, I have three dragons. I wish she was like, I got three motherfucking dragons.
Enough with the clever plans.
Yeah, exactly. That was great. It was like, enough of your little fucking mind games. Let's go burn shit down. So I was cool with that. I don't like her as much as I used to, so now I kind of think I might really genuinely be Team Cersei. Because if there's really one thing about this whole show is that it's like, this ain't like true Hollywood. This ain't like, you know, happy ending type shit.
Right.
And I think it would be kind of cool if Cersei just won. She's just so bad.
That
She's
would be
terrible.
I think, I guess that I kind of let George R. R. Martin off the hook now, because there really is no bad way, like, unless, like, I don't know, fucking
some stupid
Littlefinger ends up on the throne. But like, I'm cool with Jaime. I'm cool with John. I'm cool with Danny.
Littlefinger would be kind of cool.
Littlefinger, fucking cunt.
That's because we think of him as Gaz. That's our problem.
Yeah. But I think what's going to happen here is Jaime's going to get captured. So Jaime becomes a prisoner. And then Tyrion lets him go because Jaime did the same for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Khaleesi finds out about that, and then oh, bubba.
Oh, watch out. Oh, bubba.
No one is going to be, it's not going to go well for him. So, but I think because of all that, he'll be more involved.
Which is why I think ultimately someone like, everybody else has some sort of connection, ties to somebody. That's a kind of like their Achilles heel.
Mm-hmm.
Littlefinger roll solo.
Yeah, but Littlefinger's gonna die. Like, but like Littlefinger, it's like us with Gaz. Like, there are some people in the office who still don't get Gaz.
Yeah,
but like
when you see through him, you know exactly
like
what's going on.
He doesn't affect me at all. Right. So I was like, shut the fuck up, man. Right. I know what you're doing.
Again, the ultimate problem
that's
with
how
the show
all
too,
stars
though,
are with Littlefinger.
Is that like none of this matters because Bran can like see the future. Oh, none of this matters because Arya can just be whoever she wants. Oh, right. None of this matters because the White Walkers are coming. That is my only fear with Game of Thrones is that they play that shit too much. And it's like, what if it's just like, I don't run. The White Walkers kill everybody. all right, that's Talking Thrones. Let's get into this list of 10, what is it? I guess 10 ways a girl.
It's a sex expert.
Sexpert.
She said she has given a list of 10, it's a 10-step plan to for any woman to get
any man
that she wants.
It's brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. Listen, girls, you know, you want to get any man you want. You got to look good. You got to feel good. Maybe grab a razor. Keep things clean. Tighten it up. You know, grab your man's razor. DollarShaveClub.com. The razors come. They get delivered right to your door. They're high quality. The executive razor. It's fresh. It's quality. You don't have to go to the store. You don't have to get them delivered. You don't have to wait online. You don't have to pay extra money for them. Get them delivered right to your house. And on top of that, they got Dr. Carver's Shave Butter, which is much better than just shaving cream. They've got hair. What do I use? Hair clay. They've got lip balm. They've got hand lotion. They got all sorts
all
of stuff.
All the fancy stuff.
All that stuff to make you look good, feel good, whether you're a man trying to get a woman trying to get a man trying to get a man, a woman trying to get a woman. Everybody's trying to fuck everybody in 2017. The best way to look good and feel good is DollarShaveClub.com/KFC. DollarShaveClub.com/KFC. You're going to get a $15 value for just $5. It's the executive razor for 1 month for free, along with Dr. Carver shave butter and free shipping. So that's $15 for just $5. Go to DollarShaveClub.com/KFC. All right. Let's talk about this sexpert. Number one on her list of the 10-step plan on how any woman can get any man they want. Ask yourself, what do I really want? That's step one. I mean, yeah, I guess you got to decide. Like, all right, with guys, it's like, I want to fuck you.
I'm going to spoil this list. This entire list is basically decide if you want to fuck that guy and then go say hi.
Number two, check in with your vagina. Is she saying yes or no? Yeah, I mean,
decide if you want to fuck that guy. Are you horny?
Number three, if she's saying yes, bring him on. Go to point four. If she's saying no, forget about it. That's kind of a cop-out point. That's not really a point. Number four, this is like, oh, man, I only have 9. I got to make it to 10. I know that trick. Number four, visualize the experience exactly as you want it to be. Fantasize away the best you can. Again, decide if you want to fuck him, how you want to fuck him. Number five, feel the sensations in your vagina as you're connecting with the fantasy. As she calls it, the pussy power. Number six.
What a great invention by her.
Yeah, really.
Power of the pussy.
Right. Number six, walk towards your intended target. Let the sensations guide your
body.
Like,
walk.
Go, like,
that's a step
like,
here.
Like,
walk.
Yeah, like, there's a space between you and the person, and sound can only travel so far. Yeah. So close the gap. Number seven, look him in the eyes, breathe, and feel the pussy power. Number eight, feel the sexual confidence. Number nine, say hello. Number 10, check back in with that pussy, whether it's a yes or a no.
Dude, that
it's
like,
literally walk over to him and say hello. And in the meantime, make sure you really want him inside your pussy.
And it's
that's really all she said.
It's such a
I thought this was a joke.
It's such a perfectly girl list because the end, it is correct. If you're a chick and all you want to do is fuck a guy.
So true.
Just say hello. Say hello. And that's
it will work.
It will work. But, like, a girl just has to make it so fucking dumb and convoluted and make it, like, a much bigger, drawn-out process than it has to be. Like, this is a simple thing. It's like picking dinner. Like, it doesn't have to be a huge thing. Let's just pick dinner and, like, fuck a guy. That's all. It's just quick.
Girls need to... They need baby steps here. Let's first start with a 10-step list to pick dinner and make it like one step. It's like, did you have chicken last night? Yes. Have something else. No, order chicken. Right? Two, like picking a movie or a TV show. When they're like, oh, it's, I don't know if I'm going to make it through a 2-hour movie. I got to get to bed. And blah, 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 blah. I don't know. Just fucking put the movie on. Shut up. Number three, let's teach you to have sex with a guy. Ask him if he wants to have sex with him. My problem here is this list says any guy you want. That's not true.
Well, no.
You need to be realistic because that would be a good 10 steps. Like, step one, look yourself in the mirror. What are you? You know, are you a 5? Well, then you can go fuck that guy at the bar, but you can't go fuck that dude over there. Be honest with yourself. Say to yourself, have I ever fucked someone this hot before? If the answer is no, you're probably not going to fuck him again. That would be a different story. But if it's just a guy, the answer is go out, find a dude, and say hello.
Say hello.
He will want to fuck you.
It's crazy.
I hate when girls are like, no, it's different. And I can understand, like, maybe it's hard to find a boyfriend. Maybe it's hard to, and if you're really hot, when girls are like, I intimidate guys, I think that's a cop-out. But I think on some level, you might only attract a certain type of people. Mm. If we're just talking about getting laid, it can happen every single night of your life.
You can go out and catch a dick whenever you want.
Twice, 3 times, 10 times a night. You can catch unlimited dicks.
See, that's
just like a fucking big old net, and you're just scooping all the dicks, just catching all of the dicks.
That's the thing that's like annoying about this list, though, because like a girl can get a dick whenever she wants. She was born with all the tools she needs. Unless she becomes like annoying and is overthinking it, is being weird about it,
and even still,
and that's
really
what this list is.
That's true.
Where it's just like, what are you talking about? Your pussy power.
Yeah, no, it should have actually. Step one should have been pussy power. Step two, say hello. Step three, fuck him.
Right.
All of those things in between are the only kryptonite to the pussy power.
That's the shit we have to deal with.
Like, right.
Like, yo, like, feel your balls, man. Like, you're a tough guy. Go pump yourself up in the
go
mirror.
Go use that dick. Yeah, you use that dick.
Dude, we have to read social cues and body language. You guys just fucking show up to the party. I think the 10th one, if we're going to do it in, like, layman's terms, I think it says, like, basically, continue to keep thinking about this to make sure the guy you just seduced isn't raping you.
Pretty much. I was going to say, this list is heavy with, like, and don't get raped. As the experience unfolds, keep checking in with your vagina to see if she says yes or no. When it comes to having sex with your partner, Louise says, instead of just thinking of it as you're supposed to do it, as your partner would like, come into your own body. Just come into and process your own body. Breathe into your own body and go with that. I mean...
Like, check if your vagina is still saying yes or no. How fickle is this vagina we're dealing with here?
Like, she just said yes 15 minutes ago.
Like, she seduced me, and now she's not in the mood anymore. I'm not gonna pin you down, but that's pretty fucked up, is all I'm saying.
Fickle vagina.
Fickle pussy, man.
Like, just don't tell me that you don't need 10 steps. Don't tell me how hard it is. You want to know hard? Walk a mile in our shoes. Impossible to get laid. It's so hard to get laid.
It's
actually the hardest thing in the world. When you really, it's the hardest thing in the world that you consistently do. Like, you go to the gym, right? And it's like, I'm gonna lift that over my head, and you're like, ah! And you're like, oh, I can't do that. I'm never gonna even try that again. And you go out to the bar, and you're like, that girl right there, I am gonna woo her. I am going to knock her socks off. She's gonna like me so much. She's gonna let me put my dick inside of her. And when it does not work at all, you get humiliated. You're like, well, I'm going to go try that again tomorrow. And the next day, and the next day, and the next day.
But
until forever.
But like weightlifting, you kind of...
You get a little better each time.
And you knock yourself down. You're like, well, we'll start a little easier. So
yeah, exactly.
You grab a lighter
weight. A
little
more attainable, yes.
Maybe a heavier gal that seems
they are
to
directly
be
inverse. Yeah. Yep.
But you work your way up to something.
Right. And then all of a sudden, you know, hopefully you're bench pressing like, you know, a couple 45s. And that's how you have sex. Voicemails. Let's go. Voicemails are brought to you by Pro Flowers. I'll probably need to order Pro Flowers again after this podcast. I definitely need to order.
You should just Pro have Flowers. Those set up scheduled. Can you do that?
Oh, breaking news. Wife listened to the podcast where I said how I was like hiding during paternity leave.
Oh.
Did not go over well.
Why did she do that?
Probably listening to this right now. She's on fucking maternity leave. She doesn't have shit to do. So she's probably listening to my show now.
What's up, Kate? You're the best.
Yeah. So she was like,
I'm never going to say anything bad ever again.
I was like, well, no, if I still say bad things, you have to.
No.
Remember that time you slapped her in the face?
Ah, come on.
Yeah. Order Pro Flowers. Hey, listen, are you out there? Did you ever smack your buddy's girlfriend in the face? You might need to buy her flowers. Pro Flowers is the best way to do it.
It's fucked up.
Pro Flowers is reliable. They're beautiful. They got summer rose bouquets starting at just $29. You can get 20% off right now if you use the promo code KFC at checkout. No matter what, roses are always a hit. They got the beautiful summer flowers if you want to go with that. Guaranteed to stay fresh for at least 7 days or your money back. You get to control the delivery date. Big, beautiful flowers delivered when you want them. Go to proflowers.com. Use the promo code KFC to get 20% off summer roses or any other bouquet of $29 or more. That's proflowers.com. Promo code KFC. Voicemails. Let's go with three. Friend you never met.
What's up, KFC? Fights first time, long time. Big fan. All that stuff. I guess before I start, I should say, the more I listen to the show, the more I think I'm a younger Feidelberg.
Oh, fuck. You've been getting a lot of that, dude. You are...
Of what, but anyway.
You're like every man.
I guess going along with the fight, me and Feidelberg being somewhat similar, I guess I consider myself a little bit of a romantic. About 4 or 5 years ago, my buddy started dating this girl. They got pretty serious. Somehow I got in a group chat with one of her best friends. Long story short, my buddy and his girlfriend broke up. Me and this girl, her best friend, are still friends to this day. They don't know, but we've never met in person. Am I a weirdo for that?
This seems like the plot of a shitty technological 2017 romantic comedy.
I mean, this is the plot of You've Got Mail.
Okay, that's why it was in my brain.
Which is actually something, side note, someone asked me recently, they were like wondering like how good friends... like we are.
This is the plot of You Got Me.
And I was like,
me and you,
just like the G-Chat gang. They're like, yeah. They're like, how like close were you guys like before the New York move? Like you guys really didn't see each other that often.
Yeah.
And I was like, honestly, I think like if I'd gotten married, like they would all been in my wedding.
Yeah. it was on that level.
And they were like, they're like, but you guys only saw each other like once or twice a year.
That doesn't matter.
I was like, it didn't matter. It
does
like,
not matter at
and
all.
And that's what they said. They were like, well, you guys really were like, You've Got Mail. And I was like, yeah, actually, like we.
Yo,
yeah.
Nowadays that's like. That's how you have friends. It's way more important than like physical contact,
right.
Face-to-face right. Interaction. Fuck out of here with that.
Because even when you're face-to-face, you're just going to be interacting on your phone.
Absolutely. It's like when you get together with face-to-face with someone, you're just texting and chatting with the person you actually want to be hanging out with, really.
Correct.
No matter even if... So I'm hanging out with you, and I am texting Super Producer BC wishing I was hanging out with him. Then when I'm face-to-face with him, I'm texting you wishing I was hanging out with you. Whoever you're with, you don't actually want to be with at that time. So, I mean, this could be a modern love story.
Yeah. Like
these two are probably in love.
Is it weird? Sure, a little bit. 4 to 5 years, that's a long time, right?
Yeah.
Was that correct?
Sure. There? Why not?
Why not? That could be made up.
Could be.
I'm pretty sure I heard 4 to 5 years in relation to something. Maybe that's how long they were dating. But you figure you'd probably get thrown into a group chat. But he's never seen her, correct?
Never hung out with her, yeah.
So it's a little strange.
It's definitely a little strange.
Like,
but it's possible, man.
If it's been going on for years, like...
Dude, think about Tinder.
Yeah.
It's like, how'd you guys meet? Well, this little bit of technology, like, geolocated us, and, you know, somebody, like, swiped this way or that way, and now we're dating. That's fucking weird, too.
But wait, you two are all right with a guy and a girl just texting? A guy and a girl? You're all right with a guy and a girl being friends? This is news to me.
Well, no, I think he wants to fuck her.
Yeah,
no?
He wants to fuck her.
That's, well, and it's weird that he's just sitting around texting her the whole time.
Well, that's where I'm saying is weird. It's like he at no point has he been like, yo, I'll come fly out this weekend.
The fly out, baby. Fly out culture. Well, did you see that chick, that couple went viral like a couple weeks ago? They were...
The Tinder one? Yeah.
Yeah. So I was on paternity leave, and I was watching Good Morning America when they met each other for the first time. And first of all, they're just two good-looking white people. That's why this thing became a story.
Correct.
Like, he had like a chiseled jaw, and she was like a cute girl. But man, they were fucking losers.
Really?
They were losers. And they were like very nice. They were very nice people, very cutesy. But I was like, you guys are
losers.
What
was their story? They just met on...
He sent a message. Hey, what's up? She wrote back like 3 months later, like, hey, sorry, I was in the shower. He wrote back like 6 months later being like, just saw this, like I was out. You know, they were playing around with each other. Went on for years. They never met. Then they finally met up together. I think that a normal person would be like, couple text messages, we should meet up and fuck, and if that doesn't happen, then it's gone.
Right.
To continue just like this like weird
but I
texting
guess
friendship is a little weird.
The whole aspect of it being in a initially in a group chat kind of changes things.
Yeah,
it
does.
It just kind of makes it easier to
just keep going.
Yeah, it's like bringing a couple on a first date.
My thought is like, if I'm on that group chat, the minute that I move that off of the group chat, intentions are known.
Yeah, yeah.
And so from that point on, the clock starts ticking, where it's like, okay, we've been texting for like 6 months now, or whatever it is, you know? At some point, it's got to go down.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever texted with a person that long.
That you haven't.
Well, I don't think I've ever texted with a person I haven't met.
Right, because that's a little weird.
I get phone numbers from people I meet, and then...
And then you take... It's almost...
And there's actually been times where like it went like 6 months... We didn't see each other again for that.
But the initial.
But there was.
But nowadays with like dating apps and social media and shit, it's not that uncommon to go the other direction.
Right, right. No, you're right.
So I don't think it's all that weird.
I don't. I'm on team not weird. I'm on team. It's time to.
Get off the
pot. At least send a dick pic, right?
Come on. Stop being a little bitch.
Like that's kind
of. There is nothing more manly and attractive and confident than just sending your dick. Just being like, you know what, babe? This is taking too long. Look at my dick.
That's not... It's kind of like...
John's like, that's not correct.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, sure, it's sexual harassment, but whatever. it takes a lot of confidence to sexually harass somebody.
It does. Yeah, there's a fine line between confidence and sexual harassment, and that's a fact.
Dude,
Jack.
I'm dead. Like, yeah. I've never sexually harassed anyone because I'm a pussy. But like a
man.
A confident guy will slap a chick's ass or something.
Oh,
like
a little
that.
Bit of sexual harassment goes a long way. It's only sexual harassment if in the end she doesn't really like it.
Yeah,
that's
the famous SNL skit with Tom Brady. And like,
yeah.
He's walking around with like his dick in girls' faces and like no one cares.
That's
and
not
like,
sexual harassment. And,
like,
Tom Brady.
Yeah. And then like the ugly guy in the office comes over and says hello and it's like, oh my God, you're harassing me. I've often said that if I haven't seen your dick, you're not really my friend.
Right.
Like, you're like an acquaintance. I think if you're in a group, if you're in a text message and you haven't sent a dick, then it's not really,
a thing.
It's not a thing. No. You're not really texting
like,
that girl.
Like that girl's like, oh, you still talk to that guy you met on the group chat? Like, how's that going? Well, he hasn't sent me his dick yet,
yeah.
So it's nothing serious.
Right. It's nothing serious. Yeah.
And that's kind of
like,
true.
Like, we're just
that's
kinda,
the barometer. That's the barometer in 2017. Like, has he sent you a JPEG of his dick? Maybe even a motion picture.
Then you guys are just pals,
right?
Like, it's
until
like,
then.
You're just until a cock is present on that.
It's
on that,
true.
You know when you hit like details in the corner. Until there's a steady stream of sex up there,
and not
just,
even just sex. It's got to be a dick because girls can send
whatever.
Naked pictures left and right. You can send it to your priest, to your mom, to your dad. Doesn't even matter anymore. It's got to be a cock.
Yeah, and it does. It's until that happens, like you're just the person like they're texting when they're bored.
Yeah.
Like you're all until there's a cock present, all those text exchanges have been while he's on the shitter.
Because that's definitely true. And listen, a cock is make or break because a girl will either decide in that moment. If a girl does not like a dick pic, it's over. Mm-hmm. And that's when you should certainly stop. But if she continues, if she persists, the lady doth persist. She likes that dick.
She likes the dick. It's a good-looking dick you got.
So
feel good about it.
The message, the moral of the story is, send that dick pic. Was that one voicemail? That was just number three on the list. Let's go with number one. Hate.
What's up, KFC, Fights, BC? Driving home from Boston right now, back to Jersey. Sitting in traffic, hate traffic. I was just thinking about the people I hate the most. So the thing I came up with in my mind was a vegan cross-sitter who doesn't watch Thrones and is a Cowboys, St. Louis Cardinals, and Lakers fan.
What the fuck is this guy talking about?
Assemble your most hated person. From personality traits down to fandom, down to whatever.
Tell you one thing, I'm off vegan hate.
It's too common.
Too mainstream.
I don't really give a fuck what you eat.
Yeah, I think
don't fuck with my meal.
It became a joke where like a vegan told me like, "Hi, I'm a vegan." Like you know that joke, yeah. that joke format. Yeah, I'm off hating vegans. Eat whatever the fuck you want. I don't give a shit.
All right. Well, let's start. Like Yankee fan. We both agree that person's got to be a Yankee fan.
Yankee fan, yes.
Like it's got to be like a fat faced JJ. They're the fucking worst.
And every time, like I, especially being in New York, I've interacted with more Yankee fans, and it's actually not that bad. But then I always just remember JJ.
It's fat faced, and it's like, yeah, hate that guy.
Worst. He's just the fucking worst, isn't he?
That's them. That's them. So
he's
Yankee
such a
fan
perfect one.
For me, Patriots fan. Who is from Feidelberg? He'd have to be a magician.
A magician.
If it's those two and he screws up the Mets, then it's just Matt Harvey.
Okay, yeah. like Connecticut, like bougie prick. Basically, it's Matt Harvey. I'm basically just building Matt Harvey. He's my least favorite person. I need a little bit of gender fluid stuff in there, like you raise your kid without a gender. Hate you. That's been a big one of mine for a while. Who else do I hate? Man, I hate so many things that sometimes it's like hate blur. Like, I don't know, I hate everything.
See, that's almost where I'm at with my life, too, is, like, I don't, like, right now, I'm going to make my list of, like, just a person who makes a noise. like that's my reaction anytime a living organism makes me aware of their presence. Like, oh, what the fuck?
Yo, today's performance in Feidelberg in the office was spectacularly stoic. Today, what happened today in the office was like all out chaos. We literally had an African midget running around. We had Smitty blatantly lying to Portnoy about to get fired. Dave was like flying off the handle. The whole office was huddled around a TV screen that was live streaming our radio show out there. Like chaos. Like, I was like, I've never been this uncomfortable in this office ever. I walk out and Feidelberg is just sitting at his desk with a lip in. Like he didn't know anything happened. Like there could have been like a nuclear war around his desk and he was just like, what's up, man? It is impressive how little Feidelberg cares about anything. It is staggering. It's a miracle I can get you into the studio a couple times a week. I'm surprised you're not just like, ugh. I feel like you use up all of your everything, all your words, all your thoughts, all your care to interact right here, and then you go back out there and you go back to normal.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
It's something to aspire to. We talk about the male time life and the cue monkey life and trying to just like get under the radar and hide and not rock the boat shit. Feidelberg is the Jason Bourne of that. He is the prototype for that shit. It's incredible.
K-Marco's really good, too. K-Marco doesn't get as much shine as I do with it.
Yeah, he's like the OG with it, but you're also more like you're on this show and still like kind of in the spotlight and somehow still just don't give a fuck about a single thing.
Well, it's like, what the I don't know, man. Like,
but like, if you can't even, I don't care whether you actually care or not, if you can't even like muster up some interest in a black midget running around about to fight Smitty, I don't think you have like a pulse. It's like you're just like, I don't care. You know when they say like, you know how you beat the lie detector test by like keeping your heart rate flat?
Yeah.
You beat the lie detector test 24/7.
I'm Buster Bluth. I'm in a coma at all times.
It's so true. It is absolutely.
But yeah, amazing. No, that was I was I remember it vividly. Like I thought of this yesterday because I was driving home from Newport and I had to stop at a rest stop to take a piss. And I thought I was alone. I wasn't doing anything like weird. Like I was just taking a piss. I thought I was alone in the rest stop bathroom.
Oh boy!
And then
this could be very bad.
No, I was just pissing. And then I hear from the stall, or like it might have been a real cough rather than like a I'm here cough. It was like a. And I was just like, Jesus fucking Christ, man. Like, and that was it. I was just
you're not even allowed to cough in your final
moment? I was just so mad to realize that there was another person in the room with me. It's like, this fucking asshole. Are you fucking kidding me, dude? Like, that was it. I was just like, and I was genuinely mad. And I was like, just kind of staring at the wall like, this motherfucker. motherfucker's been
so,
in here.
So human.
Yeah.
Human with the ability to let me know they're near me is Feidelberg's list of most hated.
But then when, like, when I walked out, I almost had a moment of clarity and, like, self-realization where I was like, that was fucked up, man. Like, that was fucked up how mad you just got because there was a person in the room.
Like, when you talk to yourself that way, when you that was fucked up, man. When you drop the man on the end when you're speaking to yourself, your internal monologue is saying man. That's when you know you got some issues that you need to work out.
Was,
come on, man.
Come
that's
on.
Fucked up,
like,
man.
That was what we just did, and it was fucked up. Dude. Like,
all right, my list. I got Yankee fan, Patriots fan. I'll say like bougie Connecticut person who raises their kids gender fluid, who is a feminist with armpit hair. Did I miss any like major KFC ones? I'm sure I did. I'm sure there's a lot more categories of hate that I could put together. I will assemble my Voltron of hate, and I will do it on the blog. Don't you worry about that.
Put coughing in the bathroom on it for me.
Coughing in the bathroom. That's it for John. Just don't cough in the bathroom.
Don't be a human person making a noise.
Let's cut right to the chase and go to anal beads.
Yeah.
It's been calling my name.
What's going on, guys? So I heard a story from a buddy of mine that I would like to hear a reaction for. So he was with a chick that he's been hooking up for a while, and he, you know, it was just nothing exclusive, whatever. One time they were having sex, and she was riding on top of him and asked if she could put anal beads in her, and he was like, yeah, whatever, like, do your thing. Yeah. So as it was happening, she put the anal beads up, and right when she was about to orgasm, she ripped the anal beads out of her ass, and she shit all over the dude's chest. So he gets up, and he wipes his chest off his shit, and then calls me and a bunch of other people freaking the fuck out. So I personally just want to hear what the fuck you guys would do and how messed up of a situation this is. So, yeah, hopefully I hear it. Thanks, guys.
I don't know a lot about, like, sex. I didn't know that was a thing.
What, that you could shit during sex?
I don't know. I guess, like, she was just using it as a... I don't know. I see, like, in my mind, I guess I just see things in movie format. So, like, in my mind, it's happening, like, way more fake than it probably did.
That's the problem with anything anal related, is that when it's real life...
Well, that's why I've said that...
You know, it's not good. When it's
I think that amateur porn, like the real amateur porn, not like the fake amateur porn, real amateur porn, is like the best deterrent for the mainstreaming of anal sex. Because it's like, oh, yeah, like most chicks have a pretty gross asshole. like
you and kinda, that's the outside.
Like you forget about that. Like
forget about the inside.
Porn stars have like, yo, like... meticulously groomed and bleached and all that, and then like you see one of those fucking amateur videos shot.
It's like,
on
did
a,
she even wipe?
Oh yeah, you see it shot on like an iPhone. You're like
that
oh,
thing.
God, that's
that
right.
thing is stained. Yeah. That's just permanently a bad color. Yeah, I mean, I can imagine if you are just the way he described it of ripping out like, and a bunch of anal beads, it's just gonna unplug the floodgates.
I'm picture it like she's starting a lawnmower.
Yo, I'll say this though. You know, you're gonna do things like that. You're gonna do weird things with the butt. You gotta be ready. You gotta be ready to pay the consequences.
Yeah.
Like people are like, what the fuck do you do? I don't know, you clean yourself off, you probably get back in there and finish up and be like, well, we flew too close to the sun of, wings made of anal beads.
It is, it's one that sticks with you, though. Like, when it happens, it sticks with you. Like, I've pulled out anal beads before, and just the very last one had shit on it. Like, I was checking the oil, and it was like, she was good for a while. She was
13th ball deep.
like she wasn't going to have to shit until like next Tuesday. She was good. But, like, even just that little bit on that little last one, it's like, that's my lasting memory. Not, like, having awesome sex with anal beads and, like, doing all this crazy shit. Like, my lasting memory of that night.
There's shit on there.
There was shit on the end of that day.
Well, let me tell you something. My lasting image, I have a lasting image of your sexual experience. When that old woman in New Orleans said, like, don't take it out too fast or I'll poop. She told you... It didn't even happen. She explained it to you. You explained it to me, and that's my lasting image. I'll poop. Don't do it, or I'll poop. That is a horrific, horrific mental image.
Yeah, no, not a good one, Kev.
But, you know, sometimes you got to, you got to, if you're going to play fast and loose.
Yeah, no, I mean, don't get in the ring with Tyson unless you fucking, right. unless you're willing to get knocked out. That's
basically, yeah.
And then, like,
Some people just can't handle the anal beads life.
It's, you got to.
This sounds like a couple of guys who have had a bunch of shit on them. Like, come on, this happens all the time. What, you guys a bunch of pussies? Stop worrying about it. Get back in the game.
I told you, like, the first time I tried it, and, like, we didn't use lube or anything, and, like, so we just went in for, like, a second, and she's like, this hurts way too much, so we stopped. But, like, then I went and, like, changed the condom, because that's how you get sick that way.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And then she started, like, you know, once you have to take off condom, do a whole process, it starts to get soft a little bit. So she started giving me a blowjob, and she was like, it smells like shit. But, like, not in, like, she wasn't being, like, funny. Like, she was just making an observation. And I was like, it's like, you get how everything works that we just did, right? Like,
poor choice words.
Like, you understand what just happened, where that was. Like, you get all of this, right?
Smells like shit.
It's like,
probably does.
Like, literally. Probably does. Literally, yes, I'm sure.
Let's go with number five, Mom on Facebook.
Yo, KFC Fights and Super Reducer PGC.
Pause
Dane,
this for a second. Maybe we'll talk about him another time. This got me thinking. We got Dana in the office here. Dana's a video intern. His sister is definitely trying to fuck Portnoy, and she's doing it in a very public way. And now it is all over the radio and all over the rundown. She's 27, which is scary because with Dave, you know.
It's too old for him, so like, he's kidding.
Like, yes, that's the joke with Dave, but also, like, a 27-year-old definitely easily could hook up with a 40-year-old. Like, what would you honestly truly do if you had a 27-year-old sister who was trying to fuck Portnoy?
I would tell her no.
I would definitely tell her no. What if she persisted? What if there was really no changing her mind? I am not exaggerating when I think I would say I would have to leave this company.
I don't think that would help.
Oh, I think I'd have to remove myself from the situation.
Yeah, I guess.
Imagine,
like,
I mean, walking in every day. Like,
I think
I'd
have to kill myself.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, so you're just saying even further extremes.
That's my response to a lot of things. So that's my...
Your go-to, but this is a case where it really makes sense.
Like, this is a real one.
I mean, what is this kid going to do? We're all laughing about it. I can't believe he's laughing about it.
Has his sister seen Dave shirtless?
I don't know. I'm assuming. I don't
know. Like my Nana has more muscle mass than he does.
Right, it's weird.
Like that's...
Looks like chicken skin.
Yeah. It's like
an uncooked chicken skin.
It's in Big Daddy when, like, old saggy balls. That's what Dave's body's made of.
Right. Testicle skin.
Old saggy
balls. His whole body looks like nut skin.
Mm-hmm.
And that girl wants to fuck him very badly. Multiple rounds of, like, DMs and follows and shit like that.
That's fucked up with Dave to...
Well, okay. So, you probably don't know all the details. She followed him on whatever, then DM'd him. And then, like, DM'd him again and was like, just so you know, I don't look like a female Dana. Like, I'm not just like a guy, like, you know, brothers and sisters that look alike.
What does Dana look like?
Kind of like a caveman.
Does Dana look like he'd have an attractive sister?
No. But I think that's her point. Like, hey, I don't look like him.
Okay.
Kind of begging Dave to, like, follow her back, really. Like, if you're multiple rounds of DMs, be like, hey, this is what I look like. You are... That's on her.
How do you get... I gotta work on some stuff. Like, I don't know how you get a DM. Where do you get a DM on Instagram? How do you check your Instagram?
No,
DMs?
This is Twitter.
Oh, it's Twitter?
Yeah.
So how... Oh, his DM's open? What a fucking weirdo.
I guess so.
I would not follow back. Okay. I'm just trying to... It's always...
I mean, that was Dana's argument. I can see where it's like Dave should not follow back, but this is 99.9% on the sister.
Yes, it
she
is.
Keeps
but
pursuing.
I also like to think that, like, if my sister DM'd you, like, you'd be like, I'm not following Fights' sister.
True. If Dana's sister did, I'd be like, I'll follow you. Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of the perfect storm of the situation.
Right, right.
I don't see any win for your boy Dana here.
Yeah, probably quit.
I think, I like the kid. Don't want to see him go. If I'm giving my honest opinion, I think you should find another job. Or another sister. One or the other. And one of these things is a little more prevalent.
I mean, it's not going to happen, right? Dave's not going to do it. But like, that's almost worse.
You know, like these KFC radio hypotheticals. Like, would you rather Dave fuck your sister and nobody knows, or everyone thinks that Dave fucked your sister and he actually didn't? Everyone thinking Dave fucked your sister is way worse.
Oh, way worse, yeah.
So that's kind of where we're headed. Like, that's at least the jokes.
But it's also, like, worse, like, Dave just, if Dave just starts using, I'd fight Dave. I'd definitely fight Dave.
You'd have to, like, establish some sort of physical dominance over him one way or the other.
Dan's a big dude, right?
Yeah, I think you could beat him up.
Because Dave, like, he's going to use it.
All the time.
And, like, almost, like a he has a finger on the trigger, and he can flip the switch whenever
at
he wants.
Any moment. So you're going to be, like, looking over your shoulder at all times.
Just be like, oh, you fucking with me? Like, maybe I'll go take your sister on a date tonight.
You can't have that.
Nah, I'd kill him.
You either kill yourself or kill Dave. That's it. Somebody's got to die in this situation. That's the only possible.
Yeah,
only way out. Last voicemail of the day is brought to you by BetDSI.com. It's Major League Baseball time. This is when you separate the men from the boys. This time of year where it's just baseball. We've talked about this before. Football is the casual sport, the fun sport. Baseball is where you got to earn it. And right now, if you've been watching all season long and you know who's the winner, who's the loser, who's good, who's bad, who's a fluke, who's in, who's out, this is now when you can make your money betting afternoon baseball games with a little bit more knowledge than the average guy. BetDSI has been around for over 20 years. They have a great mobile product. They have a top-rated sports business program. They've got great in-game wagering. They've got great customer service, 27365. Right now, when you register, you get $25 free play. So just $25 to put on one long shot, whatever you want, doesn't matter. And if you use the promo code KFC200, you get a 200% bonus. That means double. Whatever money you put in to stake yourself, they're going to double that up to have you available to throw that cash around. It's KFC200 over at BetDSI.com. Last voicemail of the day. I think there's only one left, right?
Well, let's do this chick on Tinder one.
We're kicking this guy out?
Kicking what guy out?
The guy who was like voicemail we just interrupted? Let's see that for another
one. Yeah. Yeah. It was like my mom's on Facebook too much. Don't
know. That's the nicest thing my parents have ever done for me.
Not be on Facebook.
It's like I've lived a pretty good life. My parents have been very good. I've never wanted for anything. Not being social, like technologically savvy or
the best.
People who care about it.
It's a blessing. I mean, my parents don't know anything
don't
that I do.
Don't have Twitter, don't have Instagram, don't
They don't
have
see anything that I write or do ever, which is the best thing for my parents' relationship ever. My relationship with my parents. Yeah. Like, they still think I'm a respectable person.
My mom has to get my dad's emails for him. I don't even know what the fuck that means.
I gotta get your father's email.
My dad will have to like call. My dad has an iPhone. He'll have to call my mom, and he's like young, like you've
right.
met him.
Yeah, like, yeah, he's like with it. Yeah,
yeah. And he'll have to call my mom to get her to read him his email. He's a secretary. He calls my mom.
That might be like actually a power move on his part. Like he knows exactly how to check his emails, but he's like, watch this. Hey, babe, what's my email for today?
Hey, guys. So,
hey, guys.
Here's the deal. I met this dude on Tinder. Well, I didn't meet him yet, but I started talking to him, and we were talking for like a week, and we were going to make plans. And on a whim one night, I couldn't sleep, so I Googled his name. And let me add, this dude is like crazy super hot, like insane. So I Googled his name and his mugshots came up. And turns out he is a felon for soliciting sex to a minor under the age of 15.
Okay.
He was 23 when it happened. He's 27 now.
Okay.
And so I kind of stopped talking to him. Oh. Someone told me that I should ask him about it, but I don't think it's my business. What do you guys think? Thanks.
What? The voice is absolutely spectacular. So, guys, so turns out he's the fucking statutory rapist, and should
Dude,
I?
Dude, that's like...
Should I stop talking to him?
I think under 15, you're just a rapist.
Yeah, that's just straight rape.
Like if a girl's 17, I'll let statutory fly.
Right.
If you're banging 14-year-olds
right. Or one of those circumstances, if it's like you're 19 and she was 16 years old, it's like you were both in high school.
Right.
It's not rape.
Right.
Under 15, and
when you're
23.
He's a rapist.
That guy's a rapist. He's a felon. I thought it was going to be like, you know, I don't know, like I robbed a car. I broke into a car. It's like, yeah, that guy's sexy as fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I stole a motorcycle and a leather jacket.
He fucked a 14-year-old girl, so I'm not really sure what's next. Like, what is the question?
This is crazy here that, like, I mean, I guess this is kind of a good thing. For just guys.
I'll tell you who it's not a good thing for, that 14-year-old.
It's not a good thing because I don't fit the criteria, but it's just such bullshit that like hot people can do whatever the fuck they want. This dude's This dude's a rapist.
Oh, and because
and
he's
she's
hot.
Like,
yeah.
So should I stop talking to him? Like, the rapist? Yeah. Yeah, I'll give a fuck how like high his cheekbones are, how strong his jaw is.
You can't get a text back, and this rapist over here is fighting him off with a stick.
That's nonsense.
No,
that's
it is.
Nonsense.
It absolutely is. It's such. It's,
and look, the shoe's on the other foot. Like if I was a Tinder guy and I met some chick on Tinder who's smoking hot, and like it turns out that like she killed her infant daughter, but like blamed it on the nanny. And she lived in Florida. I just kind of took Casey Anthony's case. But if like, I end up with a smoking hot chick and like, it turns out to be Casey Anthony, I'm having this debate too. Like, should I stop talking to her?
You're doing that voice just too. Like, someone.
Like, would I not fuck Casey Anthony? I can't sit here and tell you no.
I probably would.
Yeah.
And I probably would more so. As long as it was just like a fuck.
Like so,
but,
like
you know.
I mean, that appears to be, but even the murder of a child, an infant child, is not a sex crime. At least, I think that's where the weirdness comes in, when you're having sex with a person who's committed sex crimes. Like I wouldn't let my right, because like that's what's fucked up. That's the fucked up part. Like I wouldn't let my baby go play with Casey Anthony, because that's where her crimes lie. Is that's the realm she fucks around in. This dude fucks around
in sex crimes.
In sex crimes. So like what's best case scenario here, Samantha? Like you're gonna fucking like you go to his house and you guys are about to fuck and he's like, get dressed in a schoolgirl outfit. Now you're running through your head like he wants to pretend I'm 14. This whole thing's a fucking disaster. It's gone off the rails. This sex with this rapist has gone off the rails. It's officially, you are no longer officially in control of fucking this rapist.
This rapist is going to have his way with you.
Yeah. Like,
so I called up my favorite radio show and I'm like, do you guys think?
Don't fuck the rapist.
Don't fuck the rapist.
Don't
KFT Radio approved.
Don't meet
don't
the,
fuck
rapist.
The rapist.
Don't meet the rapist for drinks because the ball might not be in your court anymore after that.
Don't not we're not one to victim blame here, but if you fuck a rapist, it's kind of your fault. That's kind of on you. I would say any last words from Feidelberg, but I'm pretty sure don't fuck the rapist would be the final word.
That's it.
Episode. Catch you guys.
Take that home.